Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast, where we hope to embolden you with discipline, personal growth, and abundance to live your most authentic life. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings.
And Angie, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Tanya?
It's time to check in on our goals.
Oh boy, yes it is. Here we are in mid-March. And statistically, by the end of February, so we're already past that, only 8% of us are still on track with our goals.
Isn't that sad?
It is sad. And, you know, I think today we're going to talk about why is that? Why do the goals we set at the end of the previous year, the beginning of this year, why do we fail? Why are only less than 8% of us probably still on track to do that?
Right.
And, you know, one of the quotes that I had was from Rachel Heumann. She's with Brian Buffini's company.
Yes. Yep.
And she suggests that goals that don't align with our values or genuine desires are nearly impossible to sustain over time.
Yeah. And I think there's our answer. That's why only 8% of people actually manage to stick to their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's use you and I as an example here. Tell me a goal that you set. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you're doing on it.
Mm-hmm. So, and I said it here on the podcast, one of my big goals for this year is to be more physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
That I recognize as I'm aging, the things that I've done in the past aren't working like they used mm-hmm. to. So I'm really being intentional about the whole picture of fitness.
Right.
And I am doing fairly well. I have been much more active than I typically would have been. I used to be very, very active. And then it seems like since 2020, honestly, I can almost peg it to that, that I've kind of gotten lazy and not as physically active as I used to be. But I am making a concerted effort to be more active in terms of lifting weights. I now have a weight routine that I do, as well as getting out and walking. Aside from the couple of weeks we had in January where mm-hmm. it was really just nasty out, it's been fairly nice. So I'll walk if it's 35 degrees or so, I'll still walk. I can dress warmly and walk.
Yep.
So overall, I feel like I'm doing pretty good on that goal. And here's the other thing I would say about that goal is that it does align with my as she mentioned, you know, aligning with my values and my mm-hmm. genuine desire to be more fit. Notice I didn't say I want to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
To me, that's more social media driven or peer pressure to be thinner or whatever.
Right.
I just want to be in good health and be physically fit.
Yeah. Like Forrest Gump said, aren't I going to be me? That's what I thought of when you said that.
Wow. What about you, Tanya?
So,
are you doing well with your goals?
So, two things. One goal I had that I'm really proud of was a financial goal, and I actually would have achieved it by the end of 23.
Uh-huh.
It just didn't actually make its way into happening until the early days of 24.
Okay.
So I'm not really going to count that one because my other financial goals for 2024,
mm-hmm.
we haven't gotten far enough into it that I can even start those, right? So I can't really speak to that yet.
Mm-hmm.
For another goal for me was strength training.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like you, I feel like the last couple of years, I've just gotten out of a good habit that I've always had.
Right.
And I'm active. I love to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're walking and you're not really maybe walking for long enough to make a difference, or you're not getting your heart rate up mm-hmm. in some of that walk to mm-hmm. make a difference. And you're maybe you can say, oh, I walked today, but did you really do what you were supposed to do to check that day off?
Yes.
So I am working on being more intentional with that and, mm-hmm. and working on my strengths. So for me, I am not a great gym person. Mm-hmm. I learned that about myself years ago.
Yeah.
And although I envy those people who say, oh, I go to the gym four times a week. I mm-hmm. envy those people. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't. And I'm going to blame it on my life and schedule. And that I like to be home a couple nights a week to be able to just be me.
Yeah.
Just unwind, relax, yeah. and maybe read a book and maybe sit on my porch and, mm-hmm. and walk the neighborhood. And, you know, yeah. I need that for me. I know what I need in mm-hmm. the aspect of what makes me feel good each week. And that's mm-hmm. part of it. Well, I learned years ago that I can't wake up early in the morning and go to yoga class. Mm-hmm. I did that for a time in my life, mm-hmm. and going to a 5 o'clock yoga class a.m. is not for me. Mm-hmm. It's not. And I'm a morning person. I yeah. like to get up early.
Yeah.
That is not for me. It's just, you know, so we learn those things about ourselves. And so now at my age, I know I have to buy the bands, mm-hmm. buy the weights, mm-hmm. buy the bars, and yeah. have them laying in my room or in my spare room or wherever they mm-hmm. need to be laying to constantly remind me that I need to do it.
Right.
And I am being more intentional with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of myself. So yeah. we'll see how that yeah. continues to go. I'm just flat out saying, Tanya, get in the floor and do it.
Yeah.
Tanya, get in front of the TV. I stand there and do it in front of the news yes. in the morning.
Yeah.
Why can't I do that?
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm standing there brushing my hair anyway or brushing my teeth. Mm-hmm. Take 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes and do right. your weights, do your bands, you know. So.
Right.
So I'm doing okay.
Yeah. So we're the two of us are among that 8% probably because we are at least 75% of the way of being still on track,
right?
Essentially,
yes.
Which means that we have set our goals probably in alignment with our general values and yeah. what we want to accomplish.
How we want to feel.
Yes. So it's not that we have set those goals unrealistically. And so let's break it down a little bit.
Okay.
According to a recent Forbes Health article and a survey conducted regarding goals of 2024, 48% say that the number one goal for 2024 was improved fitness. Mm-hmm. So we're among the 48% that said that that was their number one goal. Mm-hmm. But why is that? And again, I kind of alluded to this. Why is that 48% of the population have that goal? Is it peer pressure? Is it social media? Is it somebody has a better life than us because, you know, it's curated
sure.
on social media?
Yes, sure.
Is it, you know, what is driving that? And if 48% of the general population said that was their goal, but only 8% of them are still striving to achieve it, then again, I have to come back to it wasn't the right goal for them in the
right.
beginning.
Right. I remember Cassie Dimmock, our registered dietitian, mm-hmm. saying, why do people feel like that just because it's a new year, you're going to be able to achieve these goals that you set the year before that and the year before that and the year
right.
before that? Why have
right.
they not become habit?
Right.
And sadly, mm-hmm. we fall off the wagon. We get
right.
off track. We, you know, life gets really busy and you just stop. Your good habits turn into poor habits.
Right. And I think, and that's true. And I think that if we're really intentional about setting our goals, and here's another thing, we don't set too many of them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if we're very, very focused in and we have the right intention about our goals, we can stay on track. And we've talked about this before. Just because, let's say today I feel really lazy and I don't go out and get my walk or I don't do yoga or I don't lift weights, I just want to go home and sit on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine because I do allow myself, I'm not going to work out every single day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to have a day or two
sure.
off.
And
I try not to schedule that in because some of it just depends on life and what is happening that particular
Agreed.
Day. And if some yeah. appointments run late or I end up doing something a little bit longer in the afternoon, I know I get a couple of days
yeah.
break,
yeah.
right? So And again, not just dropping the ball altogether because today right. I fell off. Tomorrow, and I think that was a good tip that you give, you know, leave things out where it's easy for you yes. to see or yes. or get to them.
Yes.
And make sure that that is, it's hard to pass if, because my weight's set in my living room sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that when I walk through the living room, I'm going to see my weight's there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, I've got to pick those up.
Exactly.
So I thought this was interesting, too, according to the survey. So in 2024, their main goals, 48% of the population's goals was fitness, mm-hmm. physical fitness. In 2023, it was mental health. So mm-hmm. I think that's interesting. And I think it's something that we all need to work on. And that's one reason we have this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. We hope that we are helping people out there to work on their overall fitness, not just your physical fitness, but really doing things that are that make you stretch, that
yes.
that help you with your mindset. And that's what listening to podcasts is all about,
exactly.
hopefully, other than, you know, your true crime, which that's a totally different story.
Yeah.
But podcasts yeah. like this, you know, it's really helping that you're taking a few minutes for yourself, you're stretching. And so I still think that, and it does, mental health still does fall in that top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But fitness has overtaken that. The second most set goal is to improve finances.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to Paula Doherty, I think that was our first podcast of this year, and we talked about those financial goals.
Yeah. And you have to set small financial mm-hmm. goals, right?
Right.
If you say, I want to save $20,000 this mm-hmm. year, and you're looking for, okay, well, how can I save $5,000 right now? Well, maybe there are some people who can get to that goal much quicker than you or I could.
Right.
But that's not realistic for the general population.
Right.
So you have to start with baby steps. And I remember when I was 20-some years old in my first job and met with the guy that did the 401Ks, mm-hmm. 403Bs.
Right.
And he said, if you start now, you're never going to miss that money because over the years, you're going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's still going to be being put away into mm-hmm. an account. And, you know, unfortunately, I only had that job for 5 years to where I could add to that account
right.
that way. But right. I think the idea is the same thing.
Right.
If it is, you're going to save $10 a week, you're going to, and an applicable way to get there is I'm going to skip out on one lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring my lunch more days.
Right.
And I'm not going to stop and get the coffee 5 days a week. I'm going to cut out 3 of those. You've saved way more than $10.
Exactly.
But then you've got to put that aside.
Right.
And you've got to be really diligent about putting that aside. Talking about our career, Angie, we have to save money for our own taxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're independent contractors. So that is something that I learned very early on and I was really good at,
mm-hmm.
is when you get paid, the first action you take is you take the money out for your taxes and that percent and you put it in another place
mm-hmm.
that you do not touch. That is untouchable money because that goes back to Uncle Sam.
Right.
So we have to pay Uncle Sam ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
after 22 years, it's not even a thought. I mean, I don't even think about keeping a full check.
Right.
It always goes to a savings account. So at the end of the year, when I'm paying my last quarterly, and if I have, you know, done the right things and made sure I'm on track, if there's money left in that account,
mm-hmm.
that's money for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So same principle, you getting yeah. to saving that $20,000 a year, you've got to take the baby steps first.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you'll get really good at the baby steps of cutting out some of the riffraff, because
right.
we all have lots of riffraff that mm-hmm. we spend money on. Mm-hmm. We all do.
Yeah.
That's one way to get there. But you've got to be very diligent about it.
Absolutely. And I think when you talk about financial goals, really any goals, the why becomes so, so important.
It does.
Because you're not going to stay on track with your goals if the why is not big enough. So why do I need to spend or save that $20,000?
Right.
What's my why?
Right.
If it's big enough, if it's because I want to take a Mediterranean cruise vacation
right.
and I want to have plenty of money to spend there, And I have that picture on my refrigerator of the Mediterranean cruise. I'm going to be encouraged every day to take the little steps like you talked about to eventually get to 20,000. And scratch that thought in your head if you think I'm going to set aside 5,000 here and 5,000 next quarter. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
The small baby steps are what will get you to those financial savings goals that you're looking for.
Agreed.
And then I think if you've fallen off the wagon, so to speak, with your financial goals, I think you have to reassess again what your why is. Why are you wanting to save that money?
Yeah.
And really ask yourself if that is in alignment with what your true goals are, and you know why you think you need to save that money.
Yeah, the why is always important. I think we start every day with the why.
Right.
Why am I getting up? Why do I need to be in a good mood? Why do I need the right mindset? Why do I want to have a successful day? I mean, there's a big why behind everything.
Right.
I think we have to think about that. We have to be more intentional with our whys.
Right. Right.
To live a more fulfilling life.
Right. Yeah.
So I went to Google and I did some research. And James Clear has a scientific guide for goal setting. And he is one to listen to, right? Mm-hmm. He has written several very popular books. And so I'm going to give some of the stats behind that goal setting guide. So he says the real question is not if you want the result you have written down, but if you are willing to accept the sacrifices required to achieve your goal.
Right.
And that you've kind of got to like repeat that and resonate with that. But it's so true. So as I was doing my research, I had other windows open. And I came to the average credit card balance in America is $6,000. Mm-hmm. That's the average consumer.
Yes.
And that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And at a 21% interest rate these days,
that's a lot of money.
Huge interest payment. And that for young people, like for my children's ages, 23 and 25, that's an insurmountable amount of money.
Right.
But neither one of them are making enough money to be able to pay down big chunks of money. So they're paying the minimum plus $20. Well, do you know they'll have that $6,000 balance for 20 years? Mm-hmm. And then you know they're still adding to it. You have an emergent situation. Something pops up. You've got to, you know, Lakin has four or five weddings this year.
Yeah.
So she's spending a lot of money on weddings on behalf of her friends that, of course, she loves and is going to spend the money, but it's money that takes away from paying down that credit card or diapers or, you know, clothes for kids or whatever. So that gives you a perspective just of some goals for people to get out of debt. Sometimes it seems impossible. It can seem impossible.
Right. Right. And again, if maybe paying off credit card debt is one of your goals, and you have to accept the fact that you're not going to have big chunks of money. So back to the quote, what are the sacrifices you're willing to make? Are you willing to cut out that super sweet latte, whatever? I'm not a coffee drinker, obviously.
Right.
So, but if it's $6 a pop, you know,
how many of those do you really need in a week?
That's $30.
Yeah.
So, you know, and being able to, like you said, make lunch at home or whatever. Find a place. Find a place. If it's important to you, you will
make the sacrifice to hit the goal.
Yeah.
So another analogy he gives, and I love this because as I was reading this and really, it was really resonating with me, I was picturing the story in my head of me in a boat. Mm-hmm. So it's rudders and oars, and goals are much like rudders and oars. You set the direction with the rudder, but you get to where you're going with the oars.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody picture yourselves in the boat and you have pointed south. You're going south on the river or on the lake and you've got your little oars and you're just sitting there and you might be drifting, right? Because you're not oaring yet.
Right.
And maybe the rudder, because of the big waves you're taking on, now you're taking on water. How do you feel?
I'm drowning.
But the rudder changes directions. So now you're not facing forward. You've turned around and you're floating west, mm-hmm. and you and the rudder is taking you in a different direction than what you placed yourself on the lake to go. Okay, so everybody has themselves in boat that's taking on water. But so are you moving in circles? Are you moving in the right direction? It clarifies the difference between systems and goals. Mm-hmm. So goals determine the direction, and you won't get anywhere unless the rudder is positioned properly.
Perfect.
Right?
Great analogy. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Mm-hmm. So as we set our goals through the rest of the year, we're going to mm-hmm. picture ourselves in that boat, right? Yes.
Yeah.
And make sure, first of all, the rudder is in place. Mm-hmm. And we've lined out what those fitness goals are, what those strength training goals are, mm-hmm. that we've got the weights, that I bought the things, I'm ready to go. They're just laying there yelling, Tanya, come.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's also important to focus on one goal at a time. And sometimes that means you have to reorganize your priorities, right?
Absolutely.
So if you have five big goals this year, Angie, how would you prioritize mm-hmm. that? How do you know what comes first?
Yeah. Good question. And I think, again, I think people have to come back to their why. And we all start out with these great intentions, and we're all full of vigor and vim at the first of the year, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And as we started out at the podcast, you know, by the end of February, we're 2 months in, we're 8 weeks in, and we've already pretty much left those goals in the dust.
Right.
We're right. off course.
Right.
So it's time to come back and realign and ask yourself, like you said, focus on one goal at a time. So ask yourself, how do you prioritize mm-hmm. and what's your why? And let's just stay on track with getting one done.
Exactly.
And especially if it's one, let's say that you've got a goal that can be accomplished in 2 months.
Right.
Why not get that one done, knock that out of the way.
Right.
And then you can focus on your other list of three or four, whatever you've got.
Right.
Just, I think we just get so overwhelmed and we just quit. We just give up because mm-hmm. we haven't seen results. We haven't,
Agreed.
You know, again, yeah. going back to maybe not setting the goals that are in alignment with where we want to be or what we want to do and what our why is. So really question that, I think, is one of the key things
Agreed.
We want today's takeaway to be is what's the why? And maybe you need to really ask yourself, is this something I really want, or is social media telling me
right.
that this is what I want?
I'm jealous of so-and-so.
Yes.
I want to look like them. I want to be like them. Yeah. What has put that goal in your mind at all?
And here's the thing, Tanya, you have to be willing to be brutally honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You have to recognize if the goal that you have set, if you set yourself down and you just ask yourself, why did I set this goal in the beginning?
Yep.
Why was this a goal of mine? And if you can't answer with honesty, then I don't know what to tell. I don't know what
well,
to
right.
tell you. You
yes.
just got to be honest with yourself and why you want to achieve this. And don't compare yourself to someone else, because again, it's curated.
Yeah.
What you're seeing on social media is
yes.
curated. So it's not real life unless you're watching the Simply Authentic podcast.
That's
then,
right.
This then we're
is
trying to
real
be
life.
This is authentic.
Very real.
yeah. So yeah, I think you just got to refocus and ask yourself, what made you want to do that in the first place?
And Angie, you and I talked about in our goal setting podcast how each of us deal with that in our own lives and our own pattern of behavior, and mm-hmm. writing them down mm-hmm. is a must with me.
Yeah.
So if you haven't written your goals down, then how do you remember what they are? Because mm-hmm. life gets busy. We all get mm-hmm. very, very busy. And
right.
and sometimes life takes over in an overwhelming way. So you can always go back to that list. And mm-hmm. I told that I have a chalkboard in my closet mm-hmm. and I write my goals on that chalkboard. So I see it every day. I see
right.
it twice every day, if not five times a day. I am reminded every day what mm-hmm. my goals are. So I'm checking in with myself. So people who, A, don't write them down, and B, never go back to reflect on them.
Right.
Well, how would you ever get anywhere?
Yeah.
And I know that there's 10 ways to skin a cat, right?
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways to be better at your goal setting and achieving. Mm-hmm. But I will always attest to me seeing it every day, multiple right. times a day, has helped me stay on track with most of my goals every year. Mm-hmm. And I'm also very realistic about it, that I'm not setting goals that are just not achievable at all, right. you know, and they're not anybody else's goals. They're right. mine. And right. that's verified by me seeing them every day.
Right.
So if it wasn't authentic, it would have to be erased yes. because I would see that immediately. Like, I'm never going to join the gym. I am not going to join the gym.
That's a great example of just being honest with yourself.
Yes.
You didn't set a goal that you knew, you know, you've got friends who go to the gym 4 days a
and
week.
And I'm jealous of them.
And you're jealous, but you're not going to set that goal.
No.
Because you know that's not going to be what, that's not you. That's no. not who you are. So that's not being true to, you know already. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you know that research shows that you are 2 to 3 times more likely to stick to a goal if you make a specific plan for when, where, and how you're going to perform it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Right.
So it's more than, I'm going to save money this year.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to make a deeper goal. And that is on, I have that on my list. And I have not laid that out yet. So I'm going to be honest here. I have not laid out how I'm going to save X amount of money this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I've thought about it.
Yeah.
And I've thought of, this is what I need to do every time mm-hmm. I have a closing, or this is what I need to do every time whatever happens.
Right.
And so I've at least thought about it mm-hmm. of, it's got to be more than me just reading it every day. Save money, right. Tanya. Save money, Tanya. Okay. Right. But I got to get there. I got to make a plan.
Action plan.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you heard of habit stacking?
I love this. Yeah.
So it works because you not only create a specific plan for when and where you will implement that task,
mm-hmm.
but you also link your goals to something you are already doing each day.
Right.
So you're stacking habits on top of other habits.
Mm-hmm.
So let's use me, for example, in my strength training. So in order for me to look the way I want to look and feel the way I want to feel, I've got to eat a lot of vegetables in yes. a week's time.
Yeah.
So my habit stacking is, on Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to the store and I'm planning for the week ahead and buying right. food for the week ahead. And I'm either, you know, making a crock pot meal or making some shredded chicken that I can take to work throughout the week and have it mm-hmm. on a salad or eat it on a sandwich, or, you know, so my habit stacking also food comes into play.
Right.
Because we're busy. We end up eating out a lot just yes. because we don't have time to bring the sandwich mm-hmm. or to do this or that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to plan ahead. You got to yeah. make those habits stacked on each other to fulfill. And then you're really meeting two goals, right? You're
right.
eating better.
Right.
You're getting your vegetables in.
Right.
Cassie taught us that we need lots and lots of vegetables, like mm-hmm. 50% of what you eat in a day's time. And that's right. a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think my takeaway from there is that this is not easy.
No.
If it was easy, everybody would achieve all their goals and
we would have nothing to talk about.
We wouldn't. We wouldn't even be. Why would we be here?
Well, I don't know.
It's not. It takes dedication. It takes planning, which
yes.
you're talking about in terms of stacking. And it takes organization. It takes a true commitment to make that happen.
It does. And just a reminder for the takeaways for the listeners, your goal tells you what you want to achieve. Your system is the process mm-hmm. by which you follow every day. And yes, mm-hmm. we can have a day off.
Yes.
But maybe every week is a better way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You follow your systems to get to the goal.
Yes.
And a big point in this article by James Clear was to align your environment with your ambition, because mm-hmm. if you wish to make progress at all,
mm-hmm.
and I want to eat healthy, and mm-hmm. I'm hanging around people every week mm-hmm. who go out to lunch, who mm-hmm. go out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
then I am, you know, there's lots of great food out there, and I'm a right. glutton for it,
mm-hmm.
but you know good and well, if you eat out every meal, you are not going to hit those goals as quickly
right.
as you want to. So you've got to make sure that who you surround yourself with, it's just like in business,
mm-hmm.
it's in your friendships, it's in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Your right. environment will dictate how well you can follow your goals and meet the goals.
Right. We're a product of our environment.
We are.
And we have control over that environment. So that's something that we all need to recognize and realize, is that you're not stuck in any particular situation.
Right.
If you just have to be brave enough and strong enough to make the changes that you feel like you've got to do in order to make sure you've got that environment that will help you be successful.
Yeah. Yeah. And that could be finding the workout buddy, or mm-hmm. even the, right. you don't even have to work out with somebody, for somebody to hold you accountable.
Sure.
So find an accountability partner,
mm-hmm.
write down what your meal planning is, write down mm-hmm. when you maybe got off the wagon that week. So you
right.
remind yourself to take your lunch tomorrow, or
right.
to, you know, make sure you have food for dinner at home. To that you're, you know, is in your eating plan for the week.
Right.
So,
you know, the most successful time I had when it came to losing weight was when I used an app to track all my food.
Yeah.
So tracking, it goes back to what you said about writing it down, whether it's a tracking app or it's writing
right.
it down on in your closet or on your fridge,
right.
somewhere where you can see it. It's amazing what it will do if you are able to track. Did you get that walk in today?
Right.
Did you, you know, and just tracking whatever it is, and that can be used for any goal that you have.
Absolutely.
Period. So.
Absolutely.
So I really, you know, this is like what our maybe third podcast that we've done talking about goals.
Yeah.
But I think what we should underline is the reason that we do that is because we think it's vitally important. We wouldn't talk
it
about it
yeah.
so much if we didn't truly want you to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. And
yeah.
we're just giving our best tips, and we've done the research, and we've lived it.
Yeah.
So we know what can work, and just trying to give you some tips for getting back on the wagon.
Exactly.
Now we're in March, so just think of it as a whole new year.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's a brand new day, and
that's
you can
right.
just start anew tomorrow.
Just jump back on that wagon, or get back in your boat. Get back
yes.
in your boat, place your rudder, get your oars ready, and head downstream, upstream, whichever way you're going. But we just want to encourage you to live the best life you can.
Absolutely.
So, Angie?
Yep. I think that's a wrap,
Tanya. I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time on the Simply Authentic Podcast. Take care.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Be sure to hit follow so that you can see each episode as it pops up weekly.